give us an update.
Sure. Yeah. We're right now. We're in the time of the calendar of this year where the House and the Senate kind of swap homework. You know, that kind of our cutoff calendars are very clear now. So the Senate gets the fun task of reviewing bills that cleared the House, and of course, and then it's a vice versa. And you know, I'm looking forward to their work product because we've been on some very controversial issues recently, such as the capital gains income tax, and there's all other. We also have a pending problem that both the houses of the people need to deal with. That was a surprise issue, and I'll offer up that recently the courts have ruled on possession of drugs, and so both the House and the Senate are fervently working to correct this. So we've dropped bills to fix the language, which would allow our police officers again to begin to arrest people for possession of drugs. And we're talking, of course, hard drugs. The recent decision to undo that has come with all kinds of negative impacts to every single police department, every neighborhood, every citizen in this beautiful state. And this was something we weren't planning on. The Senate and the House, we kind of go along our merry ways and pass our bills and do the work and the bidding, and then an issue on a judicial front comes our way. Second Amendment, this is not necessarily a good year for anybody that is, say, a very strong Second Amendment. Discussions of limiting certain types of magazines and whatnot, all of these are very unpopular. And I got to tell you, the attitude the legislature this year is somewhat off kilter. In other words, there's still a fence around the state legislative building here at the Capitol. And these are historical things that, again, really doesn't make the news. Why is this fence here? Is it keeping somebody in or out? Is there some dangerous security threats? And I'll offer up to everybody today, the fence is political. The fence is not serving any purpose except to keep people excluded.
Jay Inslee's wall.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's like I say, there's never been a fence before. I show up my first season, here's the fence. And if it's
because of you, Jeff, they just didn't want you in the building.
Well, that's okay. And but they forgot that they don't need a combination lock. All you really have to do is if you were to lean up against the fence, it would unlock itself or fall down. This is really it's like a spectacle, and it's more wrong than ever I can imagine. My first day at work, I saw National Guardsmen here with fully armed state police, sheriffs, local police. The most persons I ever saw since I've been here, the very beginning, has been no more than 12 people at that gate. And that was one time. Since then, there's been really pretty much zero people with no credible threat. So, Governor Inslee, you need to tear that wall down.
So, you know our show, right? Do you ever listen to our show?
Very often when my legislative assistant makes me...
Yeah, so why didn't you call in on his show?
Well, because he already knows what's going on.
He does. He's
part of the team. And
well, we know what's going on.
He has a very informative program. We just kind of shoot from the hip here.
So
Jamie is very
prepared. Called in on a special day. It's Conspiracy Thursday.
So what's the conspiracy?
So what's your conspiracy?
Give us something good.
Well, the conspiracy is that... Let's go back to that fence. What if somebody up here, maybe a governor or, say, a majority party, would be favorable to install a permanent fence? You know, a permanent wall or barricade, as you two may want to use those words. How would you think of that conspiracy, yay or nay?
So it's interesting. When I served as leader in the Capitol, they put in metal detectors because we had a riot in the Capitol. It was Boilermakers and teachers got in a fight somehow. So they put in a metal detector, and myself and a Democrat, Hans Dunche, we were able to get the metal detectors out of the building because it's the people's house and people should be allowed to come and go as they please.
Absolutely.
You know, you maybe need to remind the governor of that. You guys, you know, it would be hard to have a Zoom session, I'm just saying. And I think if you were there in person, if you guys could get back there in person, because especially in the Senate, half of you are napping and half of you are spaced. You could get in there and you could have your space and do your session live, and then the fence would come down.
Why don't you just do a little nice peaceful protest of all the legislators and show up?
Yeah.
And just show up.
Yeah, why doesn't the Senate do that? Because you can 6 foot the Senate. It's easy.
Oh, I don't disagree at all. In fact, here's how I've done this. I'm already under protest, you guys. I have sent a letter to all of my colleagues, and it goes like this. Until that silly, unnecessary propaganda fence is removed, I will not step 1 foot on the Senate floor to get my picture on TV while I wear a mask. I won't do it because the theory is...
You've got it backwards, Jeff. Come on. You should do the opposite. You guys should all come.
Everybody
in the Senate and be there.
We're not talking about people that aren't legislators. So right. Let's not storm the Capitol.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Republican senators should sit on the floor and demand the fence come down.
Chain yourself together.
And demand session be live.
Yes. Just show up.
Well, what about me just simply taking my World War II tank and pulling the fence down to assist the Enterprise services to load it back?
That would be seriously entertaining.
It would be, but you would get arrested and go to jail. So we're talking about something that you guys should be able to do. As a caucus. I mean, how many peaceful protests did we have to witness that weren't really peaceful over the last couple of, several months? And those were fine, and everybody, you know, nothing happened to those guys. So you guys do a peaceful protest? And, you know, if you want to have it dramatic, you guys could link yourself together with zip ties or chains and stay there until you're done. And that, and you know what? That would be something that would get some coverage. It would get your message out.
And we know that you guys could socially distance a session from the floor. You vote verbally. You don't vote with machines. You could fill the galleries and fill your desks and be live.
And if they want to join you, they can.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the logistics of it. The protesting and chaining to the fence is going to be on the Senate side. I can tell you there will be 22 people.
No, we're not talking chaining to the fence. We're just talking about going on the floor.
No. Just you guys have access to the floor.
Right.
You guys can go in there. And as
just
a caucus,
be on the floor and not leave the floor until they start live session and take down the fence.
Don't let them remove you.
Yeah.
Well, you mean you don't want us to be afraid of L&I coming into us and giving us a citation? And Well, actually, I can tell you they can control it because it takes this little special card that we wear around our neck.
Right.
And for those that are good... they turn it on and you can get into the building. And for those that are bad, they can push a button and you're passed and you can't get any doors.
You
just need one.
Find one that you can get in. You know, you got to do a little covert.
Yeah.
Little covert action here.
But covert.
Covert, not COVID.
And now listen, do you recommend, I'm really liking your plan. You think I'm supposed to have a plan, but you're really good at this. So now am I supposed to do all this with or without my mask?
I would actually do it with your mask because it makes a point that you're willing to play ball.
Yeah.
But you also think it's time to have face-to-face debate. You think it's time to bring the people back to the process. You think it's time to make it work. So you actually have to look your opponent in the eye before you stick them with taxes, take their guns, and mess with their property rights.
Yeah. Protect. I mean, hey, wear a mask. That's fine. It's not going to hurt anybody.
And then the focus won't be on the mask or not mask.
Exactly.
The focus will be on the fact that you can exist in Olympia.
The real cause.
And you can debate live. I mean, one of the things that's killing us in Olympia right now is they're using Zoom for tyranny of the majority. You have one party control, and I would say this about any party that's in control. They have one party control, so they're running their agenda without proper debate. There are no... You can't look your opponent in the eye. You don't have to. When they are hyperbolic on the floor, you should be able to sit down in the lunchroom with them and you went over the top on the floor today. You do that again, I'm going to come and make a motion and get you for being dilatory or Or
okay, hyperbolic and dilatory. I'm Those sorry. Are two words that I need to look up after the show.
I'm sorry. Hyperbole. Using hyperbole is hyperbolic.
Okay.
And hyperbole is where you make stuff up. Basically.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Well, what about the age-old adage that when politicians talk, their nose will either grow, but you got to be able to read their lips. That silly little mask also prohibits that form of judgment.
Okay, so you could say during when they speak, they should take off their masks.
See, look at you. You guys have got it all figured out.
I mean, hey,
and you're a politician now, Jeff.
You are a politician, so let's start acting like one, right? You got to be. No, I'm just. Hey, let's do the protest. What do you think? Can you get this done for us? I'm pretty excited about this.
Time to look at any of the pictures and the how I've got my caucus out there armed and ready with hand tools to take the fence down. Did you look at that?
Yes.
One?
I did. Hey, you are. I'm liking the way that you're talking right now.
You're a lot of fun, Jeff.
We
love Jeff.
We do love Jeff.
He's fine.
Well, but this is more than stereo. There's two of you and one of me. It sounds great from my angle, but. You know, guys, you, in all seriousness, the fence is absolutely insane. In fact, I've had meetings to discover just recently. You'll love this. Like I say, the fence potentially, there's been discussion to make it permanent or install a permanent fencing.
You know, so, it's just they want to be victims.